like to call to order the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District meeting on July 9th, 2019. We just got word that Brevard County has ceased invocations, and since we're part of Brevard County, we got to study this a little bit. We're going to follow what they did and open with a moment of silence. Let's stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
One other announcement to call to your attention. Since the wireless mic, I think I have this straight, I'm not the IT person, but the wireless mic is not getting picked up. So when you speak, you have to walk forward and use this mic at the end of the board table, okay? Joanne, will you call roll, please?
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Eloise Raffo?
Here.
Michael Hamm? Out. Joanne Gagan? Here. Gaston Pelletier?
Here.
Keith Richer?
Here.
Barbara Whitnick?
Here.
Paul Diamond?
Here.
Joe Crisco?
Here.
Cherie Morris, District Manager, is not present.
That's another announcement to share with you. Cherie had every plan to be here today for this meeting, but she went to church first, and when they came out of church, the car had a flat tire, so they had to call a tow truck and all that sort of stuff. And so she said there's no way she was going to be able to be here for 2 o'clock meeting. So I said, don't do anything stupid, you know, just go home, get back and rest. We'll carry it on. I think that's all of the unusual things we have to deal with as we get started. The primary purpose, the only purpose of the meeting, is to take a look at the June 11th, 2019 accident and to look at a resolution to resolve this particular incident. And we have both of the statements from the individual who fell, as well as from our employee, Earl Simmons. And then we have a proposed release and settlement that was drawn up by our lawyer. And so those are the things that we will focus on. I think to begin with, we would need some kind of a motion so that we can have conversation.
I make a motion that we sign this release and settle as it's stated in the papers.
No.
That's not
what
we're
no.
That's what we're gonna do.
You have
to have a motion first.
You have to have a motion in order to discuss it, otherwise we can't say anything and just sign it. I think everybody should have a chance to say what they please according to what's right.
So we
need
have
a motion,
motion.
So we can talk
second.
About it.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Eloise. Now, any conversation from board people?
Yeah, what's going on?
We had a caregiver in the park was walking and tripped over a pipe by the pool that deals with overflow, and it's supposed to be removed, and it wasn't, and this individual fell, and the lawyer suggests that we deal with her co-pays and her doctor, and...
You just want to read what he wrote? Okay. Okay, just read what he...
I don't think this is going to give you anything, but if you like legalese, that's what we'll have. For and in consideration of $500, to me in hand paid and other good and valuable consideration, the receipt and sufficiency of which is hereby acknowledged, I, Renee Moreland, being over 18 years of age, do hereby irrevocably and unconditionally release and forever discharge Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park, its agents, servants, and employees, partners, associates, independent contractors, volunteers, heirs, predecessors, successors, affiliates, officers, directors, trustees, attorneys, assigns, insurance carrier, and representatives, collectively releases, and all persons acting by, through, under, or in concert with releases, from any and all actions, cause of action, suits and controversies, accounts, debts, claims, and demands, and liabilities of every name and nature, both in law and equity, including but not limited to all damages, including punitive or exemplary damage of fines, costs, loss of use, loss of service, loss of consortium and society, conscious pain and suffering, bodily injuries, personal injuries, emotionally distress, mental anguish, breach of contract and warranty, expenses, consequential damages, property damages, lost wages, compensation, wrongful death, or any other element of injury or damage whatsoever on account of or in any way growing out of and any and all known and unknown, apparent and not apparent, past, present, or future injuries or damage, including but not limited to all injuries or damages resulting from or the result from the accident incident that occurred on or about the 11th day of June 2019 in the parking lot at 215 Holiday Park Boulevard, Palm Bay, Florida. That's first paragraph. Releaser does hereby for herself, her heirs, executors, administrators, successors, assigns a next of kin covenant to promptly indemnify, defend, and save harmless the said above named releasees and its agents, servants, and employees from all claims, actions, causes of action, liens, attachments, subrogation claims, demands, costs, loss of services, expenses, attorney fees, and compensation of any form or description on account of or in any way growing out of said accident or its results, both to person and or property. Releaser, and that's Renee, represents and warrants that there are no liens or reimbursement rights by any individual, government agency, business entity, hospital, ambulance service, or other medical provider, Medicare, Medicaid, child support liens, insurance company or attorneys, enforceable against the proceeds of this settlement or against the releasees or the person, firm, or corporations making the payments herein. If such a lien or reimbursement right is asserted against the proceeds herein or against the releasees or any person, firm, or corporation making payment herein, then in consideration of the payment made to the undersigned covenants to pay and satisfy such asserted lien or reimbursement right, or to satisfy the same on a compromise basis and to obtain, in any event, a release of the releasees or the persons, firm or corporations, making the payment herein, and to indemnify and hold harmless said parties from any costs, expenses, attorney fees, claims, actions, judgments, or settlements resulting from the assertion or enforcement of such lien or reimbursement right by any entity having such lien or reimbursement right. No promise or inducement which is not herein expressed has been made to me, and in executing this general lease, I do not rely upon any statement or representation made by any person, firm, or corporation, hereby released, or any agents, physicians, doctors, or other person, whether representing releasees or any other concerning the nature, extent or duration of said injuries, damages or losses, or the legal liability therefor. I hereby acknowledge and assume all risk, chance, or hazard that the said injuries or damages may be or become permanent, progressive, greater, or more extensive than is now known, anticipated, or expected. It is the intention of the parties hereto that this general release shall resolve any and all claims of any kind or nature which I have against releasees, including specifically, without limiting the generality of the foregoing, claims for injuries currently existing but unknown to any one or more of the parties hereto. I understand that this settlement is the compromise of a disputed claim, and that this general release and the payment to be made shall not be construed as an admission of liability or wrongdoing on the part of the releasees by whom liability is expressly denied. The general release shall be deemed to have been drafted by all of the parties hereto and shall be governed by the laws of the state of Florida and may be amended or modified only in writing, signed by all the parties hereto. The general release contains the entire agreement between the parties hereto, and the terms of this general release are contractual and not a mere recital and shall take effect as the sealed instrument.
Okay, I have a comment now on from the board since we did read this. I do not feel this is a judge and jury thing. We're going to say who's right or who's wrong on this incident. My thing is, this is the most reasonable way to handle this situation. If you want to figure out who's right and wrong, go somewhere else and do that. What we need to do here, $500 is going to, we can't win this either way, who's right or who's wrong, because it's going to cost more, both parties more than $500. This is a way to get it settled and done. We can discuss right or wrong later. You can go through that. But the meeting today is whether we're going to handle this situation using this form. That's my feeling. Thank you.
Other board members.
Well, since we're not going to get into who was right and who was wrong, I can see that angle. One thing that's not brought up is that when I talked to Earl, she was drinking. I feel if she wasn't drinking, she wouldn't have tripped. However she tripped, he took a picture of the scene. The so-called pipe that she tripped on was behind the white pipe.
Excuse me again. The meeting is about how we're handling this situation, not talking about the right and wrong of the situation.
So you just want to just give her the $500.
If we want to talk about right and wrong of the situation, let's do it at another time. Because the thing is, as a treasurer, I want to spend $500. I don't want to spend $20,000 and $30,000. And we open this up, and that's what you're spending.
That's what's going to happen.
You don't know that.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to make a few points here.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. We have a call for public comment.
Okay, then I'm going to stand here and wait my turn.
Stay over there.
Other board people have an opinion to express.
Well, I requested from Cherie, just so you know, I wanted a second opinion. We don't have a second opinion from an attorney experienced with special districts. We have an HOA attorney. So I asked for a second opinion. Should we pay this or not? We do not have a second opinion. From my documentation here, there's nothing in writing from the attorney saying that she has no recourse. I mean, I read the thing. So he just read it, but it. Does she have recourse? If we're negligent, does she have recourse? No, we don't know that. Do you know that for a fact?
You've got, he said, and she said, okay? Number one, the bottle could have been empty. Did anybody give her a breathalyzer test? Did they call 911?
They could have, but they didn't. They
She was alone. Her word against yours. And if you want to spend thousands of dollars over this, it really, $500, and she would be happy. I think that's what we should do, but that's none of my business.
Hold on. I would say that the issue of a second opinion from another attorney, I said, I don't think we need another opinion.
No.
Because that's going to cost us, you know, maybe another $500 or more
or
to get another opinion from somebody.
No.
Okay.
No, you don't.
We're not creating a dialogue or comment on everything somebody says. If you have something to say, then come over and line up at the mic, and then we will call people. Joanne.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to go who's right and who's wrong. There are a lot of little things we could go into
here. You got
it. The only thing I wanted to say about this whole incident, if we learn nothing else, if there is ever an accident, our employees have to be instructed to what is they should be doing properly. One, call 911. Don't attempt to pick up, take, or transport anyone. That's the lesson that should be learned here. And that's the lesson I hope that we impart upon our employees. They meant well. He, Earl, meant well. It was not the correct thing to do. And it goes on from there. But again, we're not going to keep on doing this. We're just going to try to settle this. Because there's a lot of right and wrong on both sides. And $500... for the woman's expenses that she incurred, I think we're getting away. Well, we should accept this. That's my own personal opinion.
Any other board members want to express? Okay, now I think we're ready for a public comment.
Meredith Prisco, 1256 Shell Court. Thank you. I just want to make a few points here. My first point, as we know, on June 11th, Cherie was in having surgery. There had been talk in the June 10th meeting about making sure that a board member would be present in the office, since she was going to be out of the office for an extended period of time. There should have also been numbers available of board members for this very thing. It could have happened any time of the day. So, who was the very first person notified when this incident happened? I mean, we know Earl was here. We know Miss Renee was here. The pictures that were taken, Joe Prisco said something about pictures. Why did it take so long, if it happened on June 11th, to come up with some kind of proper way of handling this situation? Because we're now in July. Where's the documentation? Did she go to the hospital? You know, what was the prognosis? If she's looking for co-pays, wouldn't you want documentation? Because if she's saying $500, there is a statute of 4 years from the incident in the state of Florida for slip, fall, whatever. So, and also, notice that it was stated that every trustee was in agreement with this incident report. I don't know if that's true. That's my comments.
Next.
Annette Regas, 409 Holiday. First of all, I'd like to correct you. When Keith made the motion regarding the settlement, in his words, he said, sign. That's when I reacted as the people. You don't just throw it out to sign something. We wanted it reviewed. We wanted more transparency regarding this. This is an incident that happened in the park, and it concerns all of us collectively. Now, this information you read, hopefully it is regarded as a full and final release per the attorney, I assume, that that's what he considers it. I don't know, nobody's even nodding or doing this. That has to be on it. I used to draw up the paperwork for settlement claims for auto accidents. Full and final release has to be on it so they can't come back and get more. 500 is an easy item to get off with because your average attorney is going to run you a good one for a defense in a slip and fall, 500 an hour. For this woman, give her the money, shut her up, send her on her way. We're getting off cheap. But also, you need to be a little more transparent because everybody was concerned with, everybody wanted to know what happened June 11th. There was a lot of very sneaky postings and things, and nobody knew who is this person, what happened. Not everybody talks to one another in the park, and that's the problem. You need to be a little more vigilant, more transparent with what's going on here. This is our homes, too. You know, you pay this woman, she got hurt, regardless if she was drinking or not. It's a he say, she said. Send her on her way. But at least be honest with the residents of what's going on. If somebody's threatening to sue us, I think we have the perfect right to be made aware of it.
You made the comment that there were sneaky posts about the incident. Can you enlighten us on what the sneaky posts that was?
Well, the fact that if there is an incident where someone fell, she's not a resident, she's a caretaker. What was she doing up here at 9:30 at night on a Tuesday? We don't have anything going on. What was she doing? If there are some incidents where people get hurt, we'd like to know if it's something that needs to be fixed. If she was inebriated and tripped over her own feet or something, again, you know, maybe better lighting in there, or if somebody is that inebriated, if she was with people, maybe they should have escorted her home if she was that bad. Were there witnesses to her falling? Because if someone else falls over, we're going to have another situation. This pipe that comes out. If there is something that's an inherent danger, we want to know. And also to let the residents know, if you see something that could cause a problem or someone trip and fall, let the office know. So, you know?
I would like to just clarify one thing. The person who was injured is a resident, not an owner. She was living with the owner because the owner was really watching over her. And because of HIPAA, we cannot disclose anything else.
He said she was a caretaker.
She's not. She's a resident. No, she was not the caretaker.
She's a caregiver.
Well, he may be made an error. Maybe he doesn't even know this. That's impolite.
A lot of people do.
Next.
Donna Rowridge, 1114. Donna Rowridge, 1114, Virginia Court.
Could you say your last name again?
Rowridge, R-O-E-H-R-I-C-H. I own 1114 Virginia Court. I'm here more for clarification than I am for comments. I didn't understand what the special meeting was about. I heard two different times that the woman got hurt. I heard 2:15 in the afternoon, 9:30 at night. There's a difference. I hear conversations about somebody should be at the office when the manager isn't here so that there could be notification. The office is closed at 9:15 at night, not 2:15 in the afternoon. The pipe, is this pipe a permanent pipe that's always there for overflow, or is it put out by the people to take care of the pools and it should be removed during certain times of the day? Is that the time of the day it should have been removed? Regardless of where she fell near it, it still constitutes negligence on our part. And I guess what we as a community might be looking for from the comments that I've heard is, before we had this meeting, if there could have been something that was distributed, whether it be to everybody who attends or somehow to people in the park, number one, what time the incident occurred, exactly what happened. She fell down, she got hit by a car, a bicycle hit her, she got hit by a golf cart, didn't know what happened. What did Earl do? I don't know what he did. Did he pick her up? Did he call 911? Did he leave her there laying down flailing? There's a lot of different things that we don't know happened. Does anybody out here know what Earl did? What time exactly did this happen? Was the office open? Was it not? Just for clarification, so we can understand the whole situation, which from what I'm hearing now, even the board doesn't understand everything that's going on. She was a caregiver. She's a live-in resident. Understood, it kind of makes a difference, but maybe not. She's a resident here of the community, which means in this situation, if that pipe wasn't taken care of, any one of us has that right to sue this community now. So it means a little bit of, let's make sure we've got our ducks in order as a board, as the employees, and how they're taking care of our properties, because again, all of us can do the same thing. And just so that we all as a group and individuals are on the same page with everyone.
Okay, I'll just clarify a couple of points.
Thank you.
It did happen 9:30 in the evening. She did state that she was walking with a glass. That's one thing I'll just make mention quickly. We don't want people walking with glass, even in here. We always ask you to bring and use plastic cups. She had a glass in her hand. She did get stitches in her left hand, and it wound up that she did have a broken foot. Earl drove her home, and then she proceeded to drive herself to the hospital.
Okay, where exactly did this occur? Was it out in the parking lot or out in the pool area?
The incident says outside clubhouse, was walking in parking lot and tripped over plastic tube. Tried to walk home but could not, so Earl, employee on duty, gave me a ride home, drove myself to the emergency room. And that's the incident report that was given. 9:30 at night, that was written up. There wasn't a district manager, of course, on hand because she wasn't at home. And we certainly weren't, or no trustee was up here at the time.
No, nobody would. So it really doesn't matter. That's moot point. Manager, on duty or not, moot point.
Can I just break in? The motion was for handling this situation here, not to go into a jury trial on who's right, who's wrong.
This is not a jury trial. This is people who live here and pay money.
There is a report in the office. That's where you get your information. Everybody wants to get their information from Facebook, a neighbor, gossip. And that's what we're not having, is gossip. You want to know what's going on? The office has a report.
A single report? How many people are here that live in this community?
Well, you can't
post something. Excuse me, I'm the secretary of an HOA where I live now. Everyone in my community knows exactly what's going on our block because I send them emails of the important information from the board of directors. I do not send something that says special meeting, incident that happened June 11th. No, they would have the name of the person that happened, what time it happened, where it happened, how it happened, what was the ramifications, okay? Yes, I do that as a secretary, so I understand the differences between the two. And that's why I'm looking for clarification, because I see what's posted on the internet, and no, I do not agree with it. And I agree that as people who live in the community, we either have to come here, say what we feel, try to make the changes and improvements that we can see might be needed so that there are less complaints and less people feel like they're out in the blue and they're not important because they're not on the board and they're not privy to the conversations, discussions, and the detailed information you are.
We can't. Do you have a sunshine law at your HOA? I cannot talk to her about anything that's coming to the board. I cannot talk to them without being right here.
In front of everybody.
We there, are,
We are governor-elected officials. We have a sunshine law we have to live under. The only place we can discuss anything is right here.
So there's nobody knew exactly what happened that day.
Just a report.
Other than the report that I just read to you. We are not permitted under the Sunshine Law to talk to each other on any matter that may come up for a vote. So, and you're
but
not.
But you have a copy of the report. And then when was the report available in the office?
Well, you're not going to question the. I want to know something.
I'm trying to learn about my community. And.
We're done.
Let's move on. Helen.
Helen Ferguson, 1127 Keystone Court. This lady right here has said all of that I was thinking about too, but I'm not going to go into it. But I really, really wish that we could all get together and all try to be more open to each other. Now that report, as far as I'm concerned, that report could have been sent out on an email or somehow advertised. Why are you shaking your head?
We have the sunshine law.
But you're not talking. You're not talking.
We're communicating. Emails are against the sunshine law.
Well, then why is it against the sunshine law if you have it up and you have it out there?
Can't have an intermediate.
You can't have a what?
Intermediate. I can't have Cherie come and tell me what Jack said about it.
So then why are you saying it was up there? We could have all seen it.
I'm just saying the reports, that's what Joanne is, when we've all been saying, if you have a complaint or you want to see something, we have a report to fill out on incidences, on compliments, all that. Come up and ask about it, and they will show you what's been reported on.
Okay, so that means we have to do it, right? We have to do all that.
You
just don't do anything until we say something, right? I mean, talking about this.
No, on this?
Yes.
You would have to say, come to where the office is and say, I heard that this was going on. Can you enlighten it or give me a report? And they will come up with reports or they'll say, it's still in process. Come back in some days.
Okay, that's a good thing. But I'm trying to get back to, can't we all just be a little more open, even at the meetings? We don't seem to know what's going on. Everything is held back. Everything is held back. And I don't mean to, maybe you don't mean to do it, but we're all residents. We would like to know a little bit more, too.
Helen, can I ask you something?
Where are you?
What is being held back?
There's many things being held back.
What?
I don't even want to get into it because it doesn't have anything to do with this right here.
Okay,
we're not
let's move on.
To talk about
we're
that.
Talking about this issue. We're not talking about all sorts That's of other grievances.
That's exactly right. She asked me a question, I answered her.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Folks, I think we're missing the point here. We have a board of trustees who are elected officials in the state of Florida. They cannot discuss anything amongst themselves. We had an incident that took place less than 30 days ago. It has been handled. It has been taken care of. People have looked into it. We cannot publish anything. We cannot put out a newspaper and tell you about this because we could be sued. Let's use a little bit of smarts, folks. I've been through several lawsuits in this park since 1995. If we can get out of this for $500, believe me, take it, because other lawsuits have cost us many thousands of dollars. Now, let's stop all this crap about talking about everything and all this Facebook crap. It's not helping this park out. I'm sorry. 90% of the crap on Facebook has been false. We elect officials. You are citizens of the United States. You don't dictate what happens in Washington. Congress runs the country. We don't. We vote for Congress. We vote for these people. Let's start using our heads, folks. I would recommend the board pass this motion, get out of it for $500, and let's go on.
Here comes the know-it-all.
Bob Shortledge, 190 Holiday Park Boulevard. I studied labor law, Temple University. I studied workers' comp, ADA, and FMLA at Penn State. One thing I'm hoping that you have on that is a final. If you know anything about workers' comp, they have a final. It's a final, receipt, and it's in 10 different languages. So whoever doesn't know English will know what they're signing. It has to be a final. I've been through some cases similar to this, and I'm telling you, till it was done, we paid out hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm talking about a stupid game. I mean, it's just stupid stuff. People want hundreds of thousands of dollars. My recommendation is make sure it has a final on it, because that final means exactly what it says. Pardon me? It's similar to, excuse me. But the law is the law. I'm just telling you, if final isn't on there, they can come right back on you. Or their relatives can come back in on you. All I'm saying is, please, have that final on there. Don't play stupid. Make sure that's on there. And settling for $500, man, that's a drop in the bucket for what some people get. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Bob.
That's why we hired a lawyer for this. The lawyer does all the paperwork. The lawyer does all the paperwork, not us. The lawyer.
My name is Wayne Adams. I live at 1143 Greenview Court. I was a police officer for 28 years. And I'm telling you, if you don't read the fine print, when you give this lady $500, you're leaving this park wide open. For anybody, go walking in the park, slip, fell, oh, God, I broke my arm. We need to get together. We need to have people here when this stuff happens that can deal with it, and deal with it right at that moment. Not 2 days, 3 days. That gives them more time to think of a good story. So what we did, we messed up, because we didn't have none of these officials here when that lady fell. So she can make any story up she wants to make up. But hey, if it's only gonna cost the park $500, so be it. But make sure you read the fine print. Don't leave yourself wide open.
Sir, do you think we should close the parking lot and the office, close it at 8 o'clock at night, and nobody can come on the premises, nobody can go to the pool, nobody can walk here?
Well, I was told that the pool closes at 9:30 at night.
That's right.
So
she
got hurt at
9:30
at night. You know, don't any of these officials live on the property? Can't they be called? When things like this happen,
we're going to take care of that, sir. Really, 911 should have been called.
Exactly.
And that's going to be reinforced.
She should have been tested for alcohol, right at the get.
But the issue is all resolved if we vote the motion for $500. The lawyers do the paperwork, not us, and the issue goes away.
Do you believe all lawyers are truthful?
I believe that we're paying the lawyer to do
I'm just asking.
Sir, we went from a special district attorney to a homeowners association attorney that doesn't know the first thing about this park. Okay? That should have never been done. Okay. We should have kept the special attorney.
Well, all I'm asking is that if something like this happens again, let's be on top of it.
May I just ask your address, please?
1143 Greenview Court.
Thank you. I just have one final comment, and this is in regards to the document. Meredith Prisco, 1256 Shell Court. The only thing that I would say on this release document, that she should also write,
I am signing this document. I am not under duress to sign this document. That means that after this is said and done, here's a lady, anybody can do this, and it has been done, that at another point in time comes out and says, I think I signed this under duress. And by doing so, I might not get what I'm entitled to. That's what I'm saying. So as long as she signs this of her own free will, and she is not under duress. Thanks.
Any other comments? If not, I call for the motion. Joanne, would you read it to us again? It's been a while.
Really? Okay, well, let's see. Keith Richard made the motion to sign the release, which is, I have it down here, hold on. It is entitled Release and Settlement. Keith Richard made a motion to sign the release and settlement statement regarding the incident of June 11, 2019. It was seconded by Eloise Raffel.
All in favor of this motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Motion carried. Before I wrap the gavel for adjournment, I would like to let you know that I'm asking the board to stay here because I have a handout for them to do some homework. I was back in teacher mode, so I prepared some homework for them for the July 22nd meeting. That's the special workshop where we're dealing with clarifying the district manager's role and all sorts of related items, so that we may try to get over all the hassles that we seem to go through when we come up with a review. So we want to clarify some issues for that. So they will be asked to stay after I wrap the gavel for adjournment. Well, need a motion for adjournment.
So move.
You can't, you.
Yeah. It has to be an open meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, we can't. No, it doesn't matter. We can hit you over the head with it. It's still okay.
They're correct. They're correct. If there's any material that you want us to read, then ask the office to put it in our mailboxes.
Okay. Now waiting, motion to adjourn.
Eloise Raffel made the motion.
Eloise moved, second?
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign.